The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, and I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. All right, I have a question for you. Was Jesus truly God? Good answer, yes. And if he was truly God, why did he have to be baptized? The answer is, he didn't. But the early church fathers tell us that he was baptized so as to make the waters holy, so that we who are baptized become one with him. In other words, he initiated the sacrament of baptism and intends for us to be baptized his disciples. Many Christian churches still believe in the sacramentality of baptism. That's one of the things we still have in common. But the Catholic Church uniquely, I believe, understands the significance and the depth of the sacraments. That's my opinion. I don't know if that's true. But we sometimes fail to recognize what sacraments really are, how it's by sacraments we're saved, and why it's by sacraments we are saved. And I would like to explain it this way. A sacrament, in the easiest definition that you won't find in your catechism books, because I'm making it up, that it's a divine reality present in our physical world. And we humans are not purely spiritual. We are enfleshed spirits. And so our material, our body, and our spirit, our soul, are combined. And so we are originally created to be a sacramental being, a divine reality present in our physical world. But when we sinned and fell from that grace, we shut God out of our lives. And so God intervenes and joins himself again to our humanity in Christ Jesus, true God and true man. And so the best definition, or the first sacrament, is Jesus Christ. And after his death and resurrection, he shares with us through baptism the Holy Spirit that he initiated, and now the church is the body of Christ. Again, our salvation is not because of our profession of faith, our acknowledging our sins. That's necessary. But our salvation is because God joined us in our humanity so that we humans, once we acknowledge and repent, have an avenue or a bridge or an ark to join him in his divinity. If we die a death like his, that is, surrender to God in total obedience and love, We rise with Christ, our brother, who is already risen in his humanity and divinity, and then shares that with us. And so we are saved, if you will, a little bit like the ark, by simply being on the ark. But the ark is the church, the body of Christ, first present in Jesus of Nazareth, and now his people through baptism. And so, by God joining us, that we are saved. And in baptism, we are joined to Christ. And we are not individuals. We are a community. And so baptism is an official act of the church. It is being received into the body of Christ by Christ himself through his ministers, through the sacrament and ministers that he instituted. And we are joined to Christ. And we receive the Holy Spirit because the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is in us too. Baptism more has a significance, as each of the sacraments do. And the symbolism in baptism is, like our opening song said, going down to the river. Have you ever seen on TV, perhaps, or in real life, or anyone been fully immersion baptized by immersion? The symbolism is when you go down under the water, we are buried. And I've had the experience twice, I think I shared it, growing up, my older brothers, who were very mean to me, would dunk me in the pool and hold me down until I thought I was going to die. And then when I got up, felt great. Had a similar experience scuba diving and almost drowned. But that symbolism of thinking you're going to die and then coming up, oh, I'm alive, is the symbolism of baptism. And we undergo voluntarily our first death, to die to our self-will and hand our life over to Christ and not cling on to it, so that the second death, our natural death, has no power over us anymore, because we are now alive in baptism forever. And this isn't only meant to be something that benefits us after our death. It is most intended to benefit us now. Having been baptized, we are free from the fear of death, free to live more boldly for what is correct, what is good, what is proper, what is truthful, what is Christ. And so, freed from that fear, we're supposed to, in the power of the Spirit, be able to stand up for Christ when it's hard, when people might make fun of us. We're supposed to stand up for the truth and the goodness and the right, even if we're persecuted or perhaps suffer greater consequences like loss of a job or a friend. We are free to live boldly for Christ. Additionally, it brings us peace and joy. That's some of the gifts of baptism in the Spirit. And a way of explaining it that I like to do, that's a little bit psychological, is most of our anxieties, most of our disappointments, most of our sadness are due to not realizing our expectations. We might feel that we are entitled to this and that. We might want our comfort. And when those things are frustrated, we get disappointed. But if we've already died to everything, surrendered our lives to Christ, everything we have is a gift. And every single moment is a blessing. And so our anxieties and our fears are less. And we're permeated by that peace and that joy that God gives us. But another thing that I think, and for me it's most important, that baptism really is, it's like being drowned in a sea of love. God is love. And St. Paul tells us that by the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of God has been poured into our hearts, sounding like baptism. Isn't that, after all of our deepest desire to be loved and to united with the beloved? in a way that's so fulfilling. But nothing in this world can really fulfill that desire. Even a perfect marriage falls short of that, because we are intended to find that satisfaction, that joy, that desire to be fulfilled only in the love of God, which is the only thing that can fulfill it. And then that love of God that we receive through the Spirit in baptism empowers us to really fully realize those other aspects of baptism. Because we always struggle with fear. We always struggle with inability to live the way Christ called us to. But the more God's love infuses us, the more we're able to stand up for and to live life fully, boldly, full of peace and joy, standing for good. And those benefits are beautiful, and that kind of explains baptism. But today's gospel points out something that is also important to point out. When we saw the heavens open and the Spirit descend on Jesus and heard, "This is my beloved Son," it wasn't during the baptism. It was after Jesus had been baptized and while he was praying. I think that's really important. Because baptism isn't magic. And we can all be baptized and these great things that I've talked about never happen or be realized. Because still, the water can go over us, the Spirit can come upon us, but we can close our hearts to it. And so it is in prayer that we slowly open our hearts to that Spirit we've received in baptism. And it more and more brings the fruits that it's intended to bring. As we recognize our faults, day in and day out, we lay them down before the Lord and we confess our sins and ask for His Spirit to strengthen us. We ask for His love to more guide us and to be realized by us. And over time, we truly die to self like baptism symbolizes. And when we die to self through the Holy Spirit, Christ lives more and more in us. We are transformed into Christ's likeness, become more loving, and we treat others with that love of Christ working through us. And that then is the power of baptism in the world that the first reading talks about. That when God's kingdom comes, it will transform the world and bring justice. Justice is the right relationships amongst people that love dictates. Justice comes when each of us becomes more like Christ and treats everyone else as if they too were Christ. And so let us pray that this day the sacrament of baptism and the Spirit we've received unfold more in us, that we surrender more to that Spirit, become more like Christ, and treat others more like Christ.